This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
I can already tell, Nick.
Yeah.
Today's going to be one of those days that at some point I need to pee.
Yeah.
We're going to need a lot of fun clips. So, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
please.
Get them queued up.
Send them fun clips to
we're gonna,
us.
We're going
to, Kevin. However you want to do that.
You normally, your standards for fun clips are at 100%. Please drop them to 80% today. As you vet these fun clips, please vet them like we would vet food choices after 5 hours of drinking at a bar. Okay?
Does it look like I'm looking at you guys?
No.
No.
How close is it?
You'd have to look literally up.
Yeah.
No more. Mm. Well, the thing is, it looks like you're in front of us. So you'd have to turn your head around. Now it looks like you're looking at us.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, cool. Good to know.
Yeah. Man, what an experience this show is.
Every time.
I got a fun clip prepped in here.
Do you now?
That I cannot wait to watch later.
I was late today. I apologize. Thank you so much for giving the stories together. So I didn't get a chance to actually look through the fun clips that got sent to me on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
I'll do that as we go in the show, but, you know, I feel like everyone's been doing a real good job of sending the fun clips lately. Mm-hmm, I don't want to ruin the momentum.
We don't want to ruin the vibe.
Yeah, there's a good vibe happening.
This is a good show, though. The stories today, some of them, quite interesting. Some very up our alley.
All right, good. I like
that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Each and every weekday, we get together and talk about all the nerdy news you need to know about. I'm Tim Geddes. This is the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
I like when you wear me on you.
I know. I like wearing you on me. It's fun. Andy Cortez, our new editor, is en route right now. He is currently in L.A.,
I can't wait. I can't wait for Andy to start with us. I think it's going to be a blast.
I love that Kevin's already beginning the hazing process.
What? No.
Single-handedly.
I don't know.
The only one.
Literally, I'm like, oh, I'm so happy to have Andy here. What are we going to do? And Kevin's like, let's give him 8 monitors. Ha, 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 ha.
How is that a bad thing?
Yeah, Kevin's hazing process is like, let's
awesome?
Be really cool and nice to him and give him the best desk ever.
But like overly nice and overly best desk, and to the point where I'm like I walked in today, I'm like, oh God, that's such an eyesore. I hope Andy doesn't like that.
And then you sat and you were like, yeah, that's actually kind of
no,
nice.
No, it's dope as shit, but it's also like the first thing I see when I walk through the door every day. So in reality, it's not going to haze Andy. Andy's not going to care. It's just more hazing of the old man Nick.
So I want to call Andy right now just to get an update on where he's at.
Sure.
Before I do that, yes, Kevin, bring this up.
I don't think that desk is crazy. That honestly, the fact that I can't fit that in my office devastates me. It devastates me.
The thing is,
that's beautiful.
I love it for gaming. I think it's actually not bad for design. It's just the desk space is the issue.
This picture doesn't do it justice.
He can't even fit a pen on that damn thing now.
He can fit plenty of stuff. All he has to do is move, slide his keyboard up, and then he's got plenty of desk space in front of him.
The problem is the viewing angle.
I'm mixing it.
If the three monitors were like this, that'd be fine. But it's like,
yeah,
it's creating like
you literally
like
have to look all the way over your shoulder.
You kind of go into,
it's
and you
not,
have to look left and right to see
not
the other.
True.
It's the
you
most Kevin
crazy.
Coelho thing you've ever seen in your life.
Why don't we let Andy choose when he gets here? That's all I'm saying.
If Andy likes it, we'll let him choose.
It's
Andy's thing.
Good.
Andy can do what he
good.
Wants.
Look at me hazing him.
Now, Kev, before we call Andy, because I have a feeling he's with some of our friends in the house that is fun.
Yeah.
That is fun.
The German fun house.
I want to skip ahead a couple stories.
Okay.
To talk about a very important story. This is real. It's happening on April 1st, which makes it really sound like it's not real. Also, it alone sounds like it's not real. James and Lawrence from Funhouse have been training to become professional wrestlers and are actually doing one of the professional wrestling matches. Like, not the WWE shit. We're talking the semi-pros.
Like an all-pro wrestling match?
Mm-hmm. And they are going out there. James's character is like James Angel is his name. And Lawrence is called The Troll.
Okay.
Kev, can you click on James's Twitter?
Oh my God.
So they're going full into this.
They're really
awesome.
They're going real in.
And then can you click on Lawrence's?
One word of suggestion for him, he should call himself Angel. James Angel.
He's really white.
So here we got The Troll, Sakamoto.
The Troll Sakamoto.
which is amazing. And he's just been on Twitter talking shit to everybody in character.
Oh my God, this is my favorite thing that's happened.
So, Funhouse are the fucking best of all time.
Does he have an arm sleeve tattooed glove?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He certainly does.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those sleeves that you put on to keep your arms warm.
Yeah. So this is a real thing that they're doing, and I'm excited about this because you know it's only a matter of time before Greg Miller gets involved somehow.
100%. And here's the thing that's going to happen. Greg, they look like they've trained. Lawrence has lost weight and put on muscle for this. Mm-hmm. Greg doesn't train. Mm-hmm. Greg's just going to get hurt again.
Yeah.
Greg's at that place where, come on.
Yeah.
Let's call a spade a spade here. Whenever you put bunch of...
That's him training. Doing his stunt training.
Let's see this. Is this...
It's just a picture.
It's just a picture.
Yeah. Anyway, those guys, interesting motherfuckers. I love them so much.
I am baffled and flabbergasted by this.
This is a real event. Kev, can you go back to the event page?
Yep.
So this is a real thing happening. If you are in that area... I have no idea where the fuck that is.
Moore Park, California. I don't know where Moore Park is, but I'm
sure
it's
not LA, but it's around LA. I'm sure. April 1st, this is a real thing that's happening, and Rooster Teeth is going to be doing some type of shoot there. So if you want to be in a Rooster Teeth video,
this is awesome.
Get hyped, get there. I'm going to call Andy.
James is fucking jacked. You know, the fucking Funhouse guys can suck it.
Funhouse guys.
They can suck it, dude.
All of them, man.
They're all tall, they're all good looking, they're all jacked. God damn you people. What gene pool did your parents draw from that my parents just decided to skip that day? My parents were like, should we go to the gene pool today? Nah. Let's watch Jerry Springer instead. How about that? And we'll just make our own little fucking puddle of genes. It'll be Nick Scarpino.
I don't know why you complain so much. You got a great body. I love it.
I have the body of someone like James. Looks like they made James, and then the other parts they had, the spare parts, they used to make me.
No, yeah. Look at your hair. Your hair alone.
Hair's terrible.
No, your hair's fantastic.
Adam Cole, because like if they took both of us, sliced us into one, and then
they took all the good parts,
mixed it with protein powder.
Yeah. Like vanilla whey protein powder.
Andy, you fucking asshole! You're out here trying to get to us. Who knows? Maybe he'll stay with Funhouse. Maybe they'll like beat the shit out of him.
Oh, please.
All right.
Oh my God, it'd be hilarious if he was like, you know what, guys? They offered me a job and I decided to stay here. I'm already here. I just didn't feel like driving the extra 6 hours.
Yeah.
And then Kevin just, you cut to Kevin. He's just sitting at the desk by himself with his stupid U-shaped monitor.
Stop talking shit about the desk. The desk is fucking amazing.
So, Nick, you had a weird experience this morning that I think we should talk about.
Oh, with my wife?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that sets it up fun.
Yeah.
I was late today. Mm-hmm. I had no good excuse because I went to get a cup of coffee, which is now coffee water. That's why it looks like I have a vial of piss on my desk. and I come out of the coffee shop and I hear my name. And I'm like, that voice sounds really familiar. And I looked up and I saw my wife walking down the street. And I got super excited. Like, it was like when we were dating. I was like, oh, wow, this is like... It's exciting. I'm seeing you outside of my normal realm of comfort, like of where I'm used to seeing you. And we started chatting. We just started talking for like way longer than we should have. And I looked at my watch and I was like, I am really late. I have to go. I'm sorry. We'll continue this later. So we have plans to watch a movie later.
Hell yeah. It's gonna be fun. What are you going to watch?
I have no idea. Whatever's. Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go on on demand.
Okay.
We're going to blade Home through movie. Whatever's there. We're not going to want to watch any of them. I'm going to play Zelda and she's going to watch like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. No, there's something about that. Me and Gio were just talking about this, like, because she ran into one of her friends outside of a context that she's used to, and it just throws you off.
It throws you off.
It feels so like adventurous. You're like, oh
well,
shit.
It takes you out of your
Like, it's happened with me and Kevin before in really weird ways where like I'll be out with like a group of friends and I just come across Kevin. It's like, oh shit, Kevin, hey. And it's like, as if we don't spend
like
20 hours a day with each other every day.
What ends up happening usually is like, all right, cool. Now we're with one giant group of friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry, it's a fun little...
Yeah, I see Paula every once in a while because she walks around my neighborhood because she works there.
And that's really weird.
That's weird.
Seeing Paula in the wild is like, whoa.
Because I don't know if Paula likes me or not. And
she does not.
She doesn't.
She thinks you're creepy.
I don't have any...
It's probably all the shit you say about me.
I don't.
Online.
There's no one that's around that's telling me yes or no for this, but it's just a feeling that I get that she doesn't like me.
I'm kind of telling you yes.
It's not like a set in stone feeling, you know. Like there's no one actually around here that's like witnessed her talking privately about me, saying that I'm creepy or whatever.
Sure.
It's just like, you know, I'm very intuitive.
Well, also, she's like, he's so old.
I think it's the hat.
It's feeble.
The hat.
Old and feeble.
Her hat.
Paula's hat?
Mm-hmm. The sun hat? You think it's
one of the many hats.
Yeah, she has a lot of hats.
She's a man of... not a man.
She's a man of many hats.
She's a woman of many hats.
She's a man of many hats and a woman of many shoes. She has a lot of boots.
Many big shoes.
Big shoes.
Oh my God, so many shoes.
She likes them big shoes.
Spacetime Dave says bomb goes, but I think he meant bongos.
Mm.
Or maybe he meant bomb goes.
I don't like it.
Zyger, I've never heard of him, says, Nick is creepy, to be fair.
It is fair.
Zyger, because I hug you extra long, it's because I like you most of all, Tin Man.
Tin Man.
Tin okay. Man? Is that what you call him?
All right. The biggest story of the day, before we even get into the news here, the final Colin Moriarty Game Over Greggy show is now live on patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can get it audio, video, however you want to get it. A lot of people have been listening. I think it's a very important episode in our history.
Definitely.
And so far, people have been really enjoying it. It seems to kind of address the issues that people have been wanting to hear more about or whatever.
Right.
So I'm excited for everyone to hear it. Make sure you let us know what you think about it.
Yes. But of course, it will be available for everyone next week.
So.
So if you don't feel like backing us at the $4,000 level to hear the exclusive Colin episode, I'm just joking. It's the normal backing.
We could have done that though. You know, it's like we would have been like, hey, at the $40,000 level, you can get this, and Colin would be the only person in the world that would be able to buy.
That's true. It's very true. Colin's like, I got you.
I got you.
Listen to my own voice,
bros. All right, let's see. Let's get in the news.
Okay.
Big Kev Doc.
Start
talking about the news. This morning I woke up. Little Gia. Getting ready to leave. She had to Google Map how to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
She pulls up Google Maps. She goes, what the fuck is that? I'm like, I just look at her. She goes, it's a Pac-Man. I'm like, no. It's a Miss Pac-Man.
No way.
And she's like, you're a fucking nerd.
Do it right now on your phone.
If you open up your Google Maps right now, you can play Pac-Man in your city.
That's awesome.
And it's pretty cool. I think this is part of Google's little April Fool's thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about that time.
Oh, shit.
Where if you see something that sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
It sucks that April Fool's is on a Saturday, though.
No, it doesn't. That doesn't affect anybody from putting shit out whenever the fuck
they
want.
Are people starting to put it out today?
Yeah, of course they do. And Google's always... Google kind of just does the same thing IGN does, which is like, we're going to use it as an excuse to just do something cool.
Right. Let's see what's the top story on IGN right now?
IGN's fine.
They didn't do anything?
I mean, I know that I'm sure they're going to do something, but like, I doubt they're going to do it until April Fool's itself hits. But, you know, what ifs? Anyway, the Pac-Man thing is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Last year, was it last year? No, I guess it was 2 years ago they did Pokemon, which was the kind of initial idea for Pokemon Go.
Didn't they do Pac-Man, like just Pac-Man at one point?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because I think it's the exact same system they're doing now, too.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I wonder, is there anything more there, Kev?
I don't know.
In the article? Let me look. Nope. Nothing more. That's it.
No.
Moving on.
Here we go. Nick. Moving on up. Yes.
We're now moving on to the most important news story of 2017 so far. McDonald's and Wendy's have beef.
Fresh beef.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you do. They do have beef with each other.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Yesterday, McDonald's tweets out, today we've announced that by mid-2018, all Quarter Pounder burgers at the majority of our restaurants will be cooked with fresh beef. To which Wendy's replies, so you'll still use frozen beef in most of your burgers in all of your restaurants, asking for a friend. Some random person says, can you ask them if they still sell McFlurries? Wendy's response, only when the ice cream machine isn't broken.
Wow. So this is my favorite fucking thing that's ever happened.
Wendy's, it's lethal. More shit going on, and they just keep going, and Wendy's just keeps coming back and not letting up.
What did McDonald's
fucking talking
say?
Mad shit. McDonald's is, you know, they're just coming in and just like with the facts, like, oh, you know, we'll be replacing our current 100% beef patties for fresh beef and our Quarter Pounder burgers by mid-2018. And then Wendy's just keeps coming back talking shit.
Laying the smackdown of people's tweets.
It's so good.
Oh my God, who the fuck is running Wendy's Twitter right now?
I don't
give
know.
That person,
but like,
give he or is, she a raise.
Are people at Wendy's stoked about this? Are they like, who the fuck let that guy get the Twitter?
I hope they're stoked. Also, like, Wendy's is not that great. So
I know, that's the thing. Like, shut the fuck up, Wendy's.
If Carl's Jr. was talking shit, I'd be like, all right, man, Carl's Jr. knows what's up.
Exactly. Wendy's sucks.
They got the Frosty, though. They got the Frosty.
They do got the Frosty.
And the Frosty.
Shout out to the Frosty.
Shit.
Man, the Frosty is like a very special device for happiness.
Oh, God, the Frosty. Yeah, the Frosty Freeze. That thing is just sugar, man. It's cold sugar.
It's cold right in your sugar. Fucking
brain. I mean, it tastes like a chocolate marshmallow. It's amazing.
It does taste like a chocolate marshmallow if you get the chocolate one, yeah.
Which you always should. You fucking crazy, man.
Damn, are we going to Wendy's today?
Are we going to Wendy's shit, today? I'm down. Just for the Frosties. We're not going to get none of that nasty.
I don't want lunch there, no. We'll go after our Frosties.
Chick and Coop.
What's Chick and Coop?
That's just what it's...
No, it's Chicken Coop.
Chick and Coop.
There's no and in there.
There's another Filipino restaurant.
I'm saying letter
it's not
and.
Filipino. It's
I'm not going to another one. You all took me to a Hawaiian restaurant yesterday that was like
fucking amazing. It I don't was, know what you're talking
hey,
about.
Hey, Nick, it was the Hawaiian drive-in that doesn't have a drive-in.
It's called Hawaiian drive-in.
Yeah?
And there's no drive-in.
Why would there be a drive-in? That doesn't make any sense.
It's very true. I'm the stupid one in this equation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no Coop at Chicken Coop.
That's true.
That is true. Now, Chicken Coop's this place that I actually think you'd really like. It's like home-cooked American meals. Like, I don't even, like, family, like, home-style shit.
But it's like a high school...
cafeteria style cafeteria where you go style, through but and you're like, all right, I'm going to get the dinner. And then you choose your meat. So it's like ham. It's like Thanksgiving dinner, but
any day you want it.
And you get the mashed potatoes, you get your vegetables.
That sounds pretty great.
And you're like, you could just go and be like, give me a hell of meat.
Yeah,
I like some that. Veggies and call it a day.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah,
that's let's cool do place. It. And then we get Frosty Freezes afterward.
Frosty Freeze.
Are we actually doing this? I'm really excited right now.
I don't want to go Chicken Coop. We went there last night.
Damn it. We can go there again. Order something different besides the ham.
I hate you, Kevin. I hate you. No. The Ridge says, or the Raj says, did they already drag Andy onto the stream? Andy's not here yet. He's still in L.A. Being a little butthole surfer.
Ah, he's having fun down there.
Surfing the buttholes.
Surfing that sweet, nasty buttholes.
Next story, Kev.
All right.
This is a fun one, Nick.
Ready?
You know that game Rocket League?
Mm-hmm.
It just got interesting.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What? This is awesome.
Why not?
I like how they had to have a dope ass beat.
Yeah,
it,
of course. That's all it is. Beat. So yeah, it's a $199 DLC pack, and you get the Dodge Ice Charger as featured in the hit movie Fate of the Furious.
Fuck yeah, coming out soon.
In theaters,
in theaters next week.
Oh, I'm so excited about
that. 2 weeks from now.
But honestly, good for you, Rocket League.
You're right.
Good for you, Jeremy Dunham. Fucking just getting those deals.
Make it fucking rain, that is awesome. Jeremy Dunham. Good for you, brother. That makes me happy.
It makes me happy, too.
Oh, what is happening?
What is happening?
Oh, nothing. I'm just,
making noises.
Yeah, I'm just making noises with my mouth.
All right, let's do one more story, and then let's read some of them sweet nasty tips.
You know, we don't have any yet, and I'm wondering if that's because Mexi's broken, or... Kev, can you check stream tip, please?
I saw people tip us, though, earlier.
Yeah, no, we definitely have tips. Go to streamtip.com.
Okay.
And then log in.
Well, this new story about The Legend of Zelda. Now.
Yeah,
I'll tell you all about it. A patch just went out for Legend of Zelda. The newly released 1.1.1 patch for The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild seemingly removes or reduces the severity of many of the game's dips in frame rate on the Wii U and Switch in both handheld and docked mode. Nintendo notes for the 167 megabyte patch simply read, adjustments have been made to make for a more pleasant gaming experience. However, players on Twitter, Reddit, NeoGAF, and YouTube have all reported improved performance since installing the update. Anecdotally, trouble spots, particularly areas with lots of long grass, do seem to have received a significant boost, although certain areas with particular problems, which I won't reveal for fear of spoilers, still do suffer from consistent dips. Frame rate problems were a key concern in an otherwise sparkling review of blah, 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 blah.
That's fine.
So yeah, cool.
So I need to do that immediately.
Zelda's even better.
Great.
I mean, did you notice any frame rate issues?
No, not really, but I haven't gotten any, like, the bigger bosses.
Yeah.
So, I mean... No, not really.
Yeah, I've gotten to a couple parts where it, like, chugs just a bit, but, sure. Like, that's never been
but
something
welcome to gaming.
Me. Yeah, so.
That's
I get it on, like, a competitive level, but right. Like, I'm not a competitive Zelda player.
Are there competitive Zelda players?
I'm sure there are. I'm sure.
I still want to watch one of those. Like, when I finish it, runs. I want to go back and watch one of the speedruns.
They're fascinating.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how the fuck do you beat this thing in less than an hour?
They do it.
That's crazy. We do have some tips. I apologize for earlier. The Nerd Pulse says, The $5 was worth knowing that you guys would see this fun clip, and on the day you need them the most. Glad I can bring you this joy.
Thank you. Kevin. We're going to prep them fun clips for later.
Hey, guys. This is Joss Anderson. Sending some more KF donations. Firstly, Nick, do you like Ferris Bueller trailer I made? Love you guys. You're the best. Thanks for making me happy. Here's a fun clip. I did like it. It was a long trailer, but I liked what you were going for there.
Remember, it had to be long, though, for his class.
Sure, it had to be long for your class. I thought it was good. I'm wondering if you could use music, because I think at some point there you could play around with some music with it, and I think it would up the intensity of it. But I thought it was an interesting use of recutting Ferris Bueller to make like a psychological action.
Lots of gunshots. I appreciate it.
But thank you for sending that, Josh. And happy hunting on your next one.
Happy hunting.
Chicks18 says, hey, Taco and Bell, happy motherfucking Friday. We're sipping a Coke and rum.
Okay.
Or rum and Coke.
And rum.
I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's Freaky Weekend, baby.
About to have some fun.
Is that a lyric from a song?
R. Kelly's Ignition Remix. It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama roll in that body. Got every man in here wishing. Oh, something. Ah. He says in the background.
All right, thank you for that, Chicks18. Ash Rules 901 says, thought I would leave your childhood permanently scarred with this fun clip. I was laughing for hours. Well, okay. We'll take that ride with you. Friendly Erection says, sup guys, next time you're in San Luis Obispo area, you gotta let the people know and have a meetup. I know you were down there a few weeks ago and didn't get to see the sights the locals know about. We were only down there for about 4 hours, and then we had to go right back on the plane because we were flown in the first flight in and the last flight out, and there's only like two flights that day.
I can't wait for you guys to see that video.
It's gonna be awesome. What is that gonna
be? Me, Nick, Altano, and Scoville riding around in dune buggies. What a disaster.
Acting like dipshits.
It's gonna be fun. I don't know. They're working on it though. I know that they reorganized the plans for what's
okay.
IGN's doing this series, the Extreme Gaming Challenge, where you play video games in extreme ways. The first episode went live with Nathan Barnett, where he was in a jet, and the jet fighter was doing like barrel rolls as he had to play a game, and he threw up in the jet.
So that's fun.
Sounds fun. The second episode, which is not live yet, but they shot it and they're working on it, and they put out a bunch of behind the scenes stuff. It was Alana and Naomi in 0G playing Switch. Oh,
shit. That's awesome.
That's fucking awesome. I wish we got to do that one.
God, then
we did one where it's us playing Ghost Recon while we're on
Dune Buggies. It's fun.
Yeah.
So look for that soon. Dick's Out for Porty gave us a tip and said, Kevin, I've been edging slow jerking ever since the last occurrence of bongos. I need to see that sweet Peruvian belly getting slapped so I can achieve the ecstasy of sweet release. Kevin, there are people in pain right now because you're not giving them bongos.
They got that blue bongo ball.
Do you understand that, Kevin? You selfish, selfish man. You've got what people want. Give the people what they need, Kevin.
You know what they need. Big Kev Dog.
Panzer G2 says, Nick, I was watching Midlife Ballers discuss the Colin situation. When they said something so funny, I fell off the chair laughing. Comparing Colin to Darren being replaced on Bewitch, mascarpone hype. You know what you're talking about? Yeah. We're not going to replace Colin with anyone. Colin's irreplaceable. He is truly one of a kind, so that's not going to happen. But it would be hilarious if you brought in another Colin that looks mildly like Colin and was really curmudgeon-y. We could potentially try that. I guess that's an option. We'll keep it in our back pocket, though. And last tip for now comes from Playnet. Says, here's a fun clip I made for all Overwatch fans in the chat. I hope you like the Doom soundtrack. Love you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Are those all the tips you're seeing?
Those are all the tips I'm seeing.
Okay. Here I have two more.
You want to read them?
I see them. University, Chris Ransom says, what's your advice strategy to take back your fair share of bed from your girl?
Give up. You're done.
Yeah, you lost.
You lost that fight.
Here's what when you get a bigger bed. Get a bigger bed.
That won't help you.
Get a king-size bed.
That won't help you.
And here's what you do. Here's what I do. I have a pillow that I hug sometimes because I have to put my arms around something, and usually my wife doesn't like it. So I'll put the pillow in between us so that if the foot hits the pillow, that's the buffer. Now, what's funny about this is, you might be asking yourself, but Nick, your wife doesn't like being anywhere near you in the bed. That's what the pillow is for.
Oh, the pillow was her doing?
No, that's, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Got it. Okay. That's hilarious. Yeah, because for me, I have a strategy, which is when I know that like she's starting to get sleepy, like you can see it in her eyes, you're like, all right. So then I start pushing as far over on her side as possible, and I cuddle the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, all right, you're getting all the cuddles. You're getting everything that you want. Cool. Good. Are you asleep? I wait a little bit more to make sure she's really asleep, and then I'm like, oh. Then I roll over and I have my whole thing.
Yeah.
Then eventually I wake up and she's like a fucking koala jetpack.
The old cuddle and roll, man. It works 9 out of 10 times.
The old cuddle and roll.
The old cuddle and roll.
I want to send some sweet nasty love to someone.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know who today, and I was going through my Twitter. Naomi Kyle. I haven't seen her in too long. Spent quality time with her in at least a year.
She has purple hair now, and it's hot.
She does have purple hair. So let's send Naomi Kyle, at Naomi Kyle on Twitter,
yep,
some sweet nasty love from Tim and Nick as the world is farting outside.
Yeah, someone's.
No.
What is that right in front of us?
No, it's across the street. They're like destroying one of the palm trees.
They're destroying a palm tree.
Like whatever. Cutting it up and shit.
Whatever. So
it's one of those giant wood chippers.
Okay. Well, you guys are about to hear some wood chippers.
There you go. Mel Lamo Joey says, hey guys, here's a trailer for a short film for my college senior project. It'd be awesome if you guys could check it out. Second trailer comes out this weekend.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you
very
for that,
cool.
guys.
Very cool.
A gracias. Grass ass.
Can you guys do a bit of the subscribers?
No. We're doing those at the end because it kills
the momentum.
Really?
Yes.
So, what do you want to do now? You want to read some more news?
Let's go into news.
All right. There's a movie called Lion King coming out, Nick.
Never heard of it.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Story for this?
It is. Yeah, there should be. Oh, shit.
What? Yeah, it's the wrong link.
No! That's
an ironically.
Go to variety.com. This is harder than I thought. All right, you know what? I know the story. We don't need to pull it up here.
Okay, what is
Garbage
it?
Truck and Fire
just
rolls
tell it,
on.
Tell it to us.
So we know Donald Glover, gonna be Simba, right?
Yeah.
We know James Earl Jones.
Coming back as
Mufasa.
Mufasa.
They're talking about Beyonce for Nala.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yes.
That's the gift that keeps on
yes.
giving.
Yes. The queen comes to Lion King. I'm very excited about this.
I got nothing wrong with that.
So stoked.
You know, do you think they're going to write some original music for this like they did Beauty and the Beast? Because I'd like that. If you got Beyonce, now you got someone that has range. You got to write her a couple songs, though.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine that, because, it's going to be longer than the other movie. So.
It has to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And Lion King could use, there's like.
Does Donald Glover sing?
He can. Yeah.
Can he sing well?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, he doesn't got vocals. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like Beyonce, like, doing that whole thing. But, like, he definitely sings. His last album was all singing.
Interesting.
For better or worse. But, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Then the next story, this one's about Twitter. This happened yesterday.
Okay.
Now on Twitter, 140 characters for your replies. You may have noticed that if you are on Twitter and you start replying to people, it looks different now.
You no longer, if you've got four people that you're replying to, you no longer have to use like a one-word answer.
Yeah.
Because you know it gets so ridiculous when someone's like, hey, at Nick, Greg, Tim, Kevin, Colin, cool Greg, how are you doing today? And by the way, you respond, you're like, fine, that's all the characters you have left.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fixed that finally.
They did fix that.
It's kind of genius. It's actually good.
I want to give a shout out to Alex Aziz in the chat saying, I think that with that cast, we can safely say that Nas will be Scar. It's funny because Nas is beat with Jay-Z. It's this whole thing. I like that.
That'd
I like
amazing.
That a lot.
I wonder if they will cast the Scar.
Yeah, who will they? Is the dude that did Scar still alive?
Jeremy Irons is still alive, yes. So, but yeah, I don't know if they'd recast him. It'd be awesome if they recast him.
He's so good.
Because he's good.
Yeah.
The hyenas are going to be interesting.
Well, Whoopi Goldberg's still alive, too.
Yeah.
All of them are still alive.
We'll see.
Nathan Lang's still alive for, I think the other guy maybe not be alive, but I'm pretty sure Nathan Lang is still alive for Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all actually, right. I know Nathan Lang is still alive. He was just in the People vs. O.J. Simpson.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's just do it again.
Hakuna Matata.
Gang back together.
What a wonderful phrase.
Anyway, this Twitter thing, this is actually huge for people like us and for, I imagine, people like you that do a lot of replies on Twitter.
I do. I only reply to people on Twitter. I barely ever
that's
tweet.
True. You,
Joey Noel tweets for me. That's why all my Twitter is clean these days.
We got DJ Music. DJ Muscle Milk says, God, Tim, you're such a tool bag. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
You are.
People really like tools.
But you're a really good, you have a good set of tools, I think is what he meant to say. You have a very good set of tools in your bag.
I'm handy.
He's saying you got a good handy. Dick, man.
I got that good dick. Well, thanks, DJ Muscle Milk. I know that's what you meant.
We all know you're not handy.
As I'm not
yesterday,
handy.
You were trying to ask us how to fix your shower head. Uh-huh. And you're like, what are those things called that you do, you ply things off with?
Yeah.
And I was like, pliers? And you're like, yeah. Do we have any of those in the office? Like, we do. Did it work?
Oh, it fucking worked.
Good.
I popped that motherfucker off.
Did Great. You bring the tool back?
No, because I didn't get my new thing yet. And I need it for when I get my new shower head.
Hey, big Cavadog, when you're done with that, can you dot by dot the screen over here?
Oh, sure.
Gracias.
It wasn't dot by dotted, huh?
No, it's not dot by dotted.
No, it's all stretchy. Can you pull up the next news story? Oh, you already did. Oh, you didn't pull it up, though.
No, I certainly did not.
There's more Twitter stuff, Nick.
Damn, Twitter making those changes.
Twitter decided that people don't like eggs.
No shit.
There's these Twitter eggs. So they got rid of them. And now it looks more like the default Facebook. Like, you don't have a picture. Here's just a generic blob thing. I would say dude, okay. But it could be a woman. It could be anything.
Very Android. How long do you think
it took?
It does. It looks like a thumbprint. How long do you think it took them to go back and forth on that, where they were like, doesn't look like a guy, doesn't look like a girl, doesn't look like a kid, doesn't look like anything. This is the most gender, race, neutral thing you've ever seen in your entire life.
It's a blob.
That was probably 6 months in the making of Twitter right there.
But they did it. They did it.
And they nailed it. You nailed it. Whoever designed
the curvature of that face. We've won. The eggs are dead. The war on Twitter eggs.
I think it's Elon Musk. I follow him on Twitter, and I think his Twitter bio says, never argue with a Twitter egg.
Yep.
I love that. I love that tag. Yeah.
A lot of people have that.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense.
It does make sense.
And Twitter eggs.
No also, good. Congrats to SpaceX. They just relaunched a missile, right? Wasn't that a story? I want to look for that story. Kev just said, yeah. He's like, yeah.
So, Nick, here's a story for you. There's a poster release for Kingsman, The Golden Circle. Coming September 29th, 2017. How does that make you feel?
How is Colin Firth that?
I don't know, but it looks like he's right there. You can see him.
Looks fucking awesome.
I haven't seen the movie.
Kingsman 1 is phenomenal.
I guess I'm just going to bring him back.
You think so?
Spoilers, if you haven't seen... And you haven't figured out by what we're saying right now, Colin Firth did not make it through the last Kingsman.
He gets shot in the fucking eye. Head.
Yeah. Did you see Kingsman?
I need to watch it. Everyone's like, this is a Tim Geddes ass movie.
There are three movies that you need to watch now.
John Wick.
You fucked up. John Wick, Triple X, the newest Triple X.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you have to watch Kingsman. You have to watch Kingsman this weekend.
Okay.
It's such a good movie.
I'm going to make a note.
It's actually, I think, a better experience than John Wick. So prioritize that over.
Really?
Yeah, I loved Kingsman. Got humor. It's got awesome action. It's a great concept, and it's got your boy Samuel L. How did you not?
I don't know.
You watch everything Samuel L. does.
Isn't he also in Triple X?
Yeah, I actually come to think of it, I think he's in all three of those movies. I'm joking. He's not. He's not in John Wick. That's Lance Reddick.
Is it on Netflix or anything?
Kingsman, I don't think it's on Netflix. I think you're gonna have to rent it on Amazon.
Checking now.
All right.
I'm copying this story in because I want to talk about it. I just want to read it, and I won't read it if we don't do this. What? I'm copying another story.
Oh, okay. My last story I had for the day. Hardware maker Mad Catz is finally dead. You might know them from their third-party controllers.
Really weird controllers.
You had to play it with when your older brother was an asshole back in the day.
Yeah.
Then later you might know them as the guys that revived Rock Band. Later, they made all the controllers for that. But following a lengthy struggle with financial insolvency, gaming peripheral maker Mad Catz has formally ceased all operation. The company's directors and officers have all resigned, and its assets will be liquidated. The company that spent nearly three decades pumping out PC and console gaming gear is no more. According to official announcement released yesterday, Mad Catz made a voluntary assignment in bankruptcy, which in Canada means the company assigned all of its property to a trustee, in this case, PricewaterhouseCoopers, which would oversee the liquidation of company assets in order to pay off debt.
They're the ones that fucked up the Oscars.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Along with the Canadian filing, the San Diego-based company also filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy in the U.S., which grants protection in order to facilitate the smooth liquidation of assets. Mad Catz has been in money trouble for several years, with steadily declining revenues documented in the company's financial reports. Last year, the company laid off nearly 40% of its workforce, following a major investment in developing peripherals for Harmonix's Rock Band 4. In January, shortly after announcing a new line of Tekken 7 arcade sticks, the company received listing deficiency notice from the New York Stock Exchange, warning that it would be delisted if its stocks continued to trade at abnormally low rates. The company was delisted last week as shares dropped to as low as 0.04 cents.
Damn.
No, I guess that'd just be 4 cents.
Okay, it's still sad.
That was a weird way to frame that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's unfortunate.
That's that. You know, Mad Catz, for all he did wrong,
You were something.
You were something.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I want to see that. I guess I don't have much nice to say based on my experience.
Yeah, I don't know that a lot of people do have a lot of nice things to say.
But I mean, obviously, this sucks that people are losing their jobs and all that. So I'm sorry for them.
Sorry for the layoffs, guys. You'll land on your feet.
All right. Nick.
Yes.
What's your story?
Oh, my story is unrelated to gaming and or movies, but I think it's still fascinating. SpaceX makes aerospace history with successful launch and landing of a used rocket. This is by Lauren Grush over on The Verge. Are you familiar with SpaceX at all?
Yes.
Okay. So after more than 2 years of landing its rockets after launch, SpaceX finally sent one of its used Falcon 9s back into space. The rocket took off from Cape Canaveral, Florida this evening, sending a communication satellite into orbit, and then landed on one of SpaceX's drone ships floating in the Atlantic Ocean. All this, taken out of context, sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
It's actually probably a really good thing.
Look at the landing.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Let's take a look at it. No, let's take a look at it.
Hold on. There it is. We'll get there in a second.
Oh my God, that's so fucking cool.
Wow.
That's so cool. Yeah, looks like Robotech. It was round 2 for this particular rocket, which already launched and landed during a mission in April of last year, but the Falcon 9's relaunch marks the first time an orbital rocket has launched to space for a second time. Right. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk appeared on the company's live stream shortly after landing and spoke about the accomplishment. It means you can fly and refly an orbital class booster, which is the most expensive part of the rocket. This is going to be ultimately a huge revolution in spaceflight, he said. Mm. Obviously, they're making huge strides toward privatizing spaceflight, and this is one of those things. This is the equivalent to, putting everyone in a plane, sending the plane over to the East Coast, everyone gets off, and then you throw the plane out, right? Mm. They figured out how to put more people on it and bring the plane back. So this is a huge step for aerospace, and this is awesome.
How long do you think until they get the mood lighting that Virgin America has?
Oh, man, I think that's like maybe six. That's like 6 months from now,
okay.
I think.
The landing looks pretty sick.
It's so fucking cool.
Whoa!
It's so cool.
What the fuck?
That was what it looks like from the beach.
Oh, I thought that was a scene from Rogue One.
It might be. Let's Cape Canaveral looks a lot like Rogue One. Look how cool these rockets look.
Those are some sick-ass rockets.
They're dope, man. They're dope. Elon Musk doing it.
Hey, was this here on purpose?
Yes. That's a fun clip for later.
Oh, that's cool. So anyway, everyone go over to The Verge and read more of the story if you want. I don't know that much about it, but it's very fascinating. I think it's awesome.
Space. When do we have any more tips?
Oh, let me take a look. Oh. Stand by for Titanfall. They don't, re-up. You gotta just, But two final tips for the day, and then we'll call tips. How about that? One comes from Brandon 8-Bit, gave us a nice tip, and says, I'm drunk at 5:23 a.m., and this is the first time I've managed to capture the Kind of Funny Morning Show live. Fuck Australian time zones. I'm coming to rub beards at Kind of Funny Live 3. Get ready. Hashtag stay hungry.
Hell, we're going to stay hungry. Don't even worry about that. Naomi is getting a lot of sweet, nasty love from us.
Good.
So thank you for that.
She's going to text us in a minute. She just tweeted about it.
She's like, thank you guys. No, she appreciates it.
Good. Hey guys, says Fake AZN. Here's my first tip ever. Thank you for making... Is that Arizona?
Asian,
sorry.
You didn't grow up in NorCal.
No, I clearly did not. I'm sorry.
No one calls it NorCal.
I call it NorCal all the time.
Yeah, that's because you're from SoCal.
Yeah, we hate you guys.
We're the real Cal, and you guys are
We don't even have water down there. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we buy water together.
We give them
water. We
don't
give a fuck, dude. We buy our water. We don't give a shit. We buy all water and bottled water, because we're Gigi like that, dog. First off, I just started drinking LaCroix.
Did you?
Yeah, the bomb. Here's my first tip ever. It says, Fake Asian, thank you for making my workday easier. Here's a fun clip. You don't have to watch the whole thing. Stop whenever you want. Well, thank you for that clip. All right, no more tips. We're calling tips today. It's Friday. Take your money. Go buy something fun today. Do something nice for yourself.
Go get a Frosty.
Get a fucking Frosty
for that
today.
Sick burn that went
Unless you're on an
all-protein
diet, in which case, don't get a Frosty today. Go get a protein shake or something cool like that.
Whoa, you're getting a fucking Frosty, right?
No, I'm going to do the thing I always do, Kevin, where you guys are going to get the Frosty, and I'm just going to eat some of it and pretend like I didn't eat any of it. And then I'm going to eat your French fries also when you're not looking. So get the cheese fries wherever we go.
Ew.
Remember when we used to go to Jenny Burger and Greg with those cheese fries, and I would just dip my finger in the cheese?
I do.
And eat it, and I'd be like, don't look at me.
Let's do the giveaway.
Don't fucking look at me.
Before we start watching some fun clips and going from there, right?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Side note, I watched Jim Norton's comedy special last night.
Oh, yeah?
You should watch it.
Really?
It's fucking funny.
Okay.
He's a sick motherfucker. Anyway, sorry, continue.
The giveaway.
How do people win?
Every day, we give away a video game to one lucky winner out there. There's four ways to win, Nick. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber, which you can do by paying $5 a month on Twitch. Or If you have an Amazon Prime account, you can do your Twitch Prime, where every month you can use...
You get one free subscription. Yeah,
there's no real concise way to explain
that. No, it's not, because it's very convoluted. That's why...
We should make like an image that when we talk about this every day, Kev, it goes up so people can see it.
Yeah, dude, we can do that. Absolutely.
Let's make a note of that.
Yeah.
Make the image, and I'll do something crazy with it.
Maybe now that we have Andy, we can just tell him to do everything.
Yeah, we can. Well, we can ask him to do it.
Why isn't he here already?
No, why isn't he here? I want Andy here.
I want him in my life
already.
See,
Andy will already have made the image, but I'll put on my
head. No, he won't.
That's true.
No.
Anyways, you can do the Twitch Prime thing that I'm sure you know if you've ever watched this show. The last two ways are support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. I would recommend supporting on patreon.com/kindoffunny today because Colin's Last Gog is there. And you should go check that out.
It's really good. Also free next week, though.
Yes.
I'm not saying you have to.
Just to clarify.
Just to clarify for everyone. This is the normal way we do it.
Okay.
All right.
Today, we are giving away. This is a bigger one.
Here
it is.
Beep, boop, bigger one than normal. Boop, boop, boop.
Battlefield 1 Premium Pass.
Holy shit.
On the PlayStation 4.
Ooh, doctor.
Stop.
Oh, doctor. Dr. Jones!
I knew it! I knew that's where it was going!
Dr. Jones!
The winner is from patreon.com/kindoffunny. And his name is Mike Morrow.
Send an email to this kid.
Kevin Coelho is going to send you an email.
You're going to get an email from big old Kev Dog.
Big old Kev Dog. You get that Battlefield Premium Pass on PlayStation
5. Not the Lazender at work. I don't know what the hell that means. It says the last GOG as a host may show up again as a guest. That is right. Colin, this is last Colin. This is Colin's last official GOG as one of the, yeah. Like the four staples at the table.
I'm
cast
sure
members,
he
if you will.
Shall return.
There's no key. You can't keep a good Colin down. He's mm-hmm. gonna do crazy shit. We're gonna wanna talk to him about it, so we'll get him up here. Of course, it involves, I guess he's moving to LA, so it involves him getting on a plane, which is Colin's second least favorite thing to do. First least favorite thing to do is leave his house.
Yeah.
So that involves two of his least favorite things.
Shit. Yeah, we might
leave
not
the house,
for a
drive
while.
To airport, that's the third, and then get on plane. He doesn't want to do that shit.
Yep.
So we'll try to get him up here as much as humanly possible. But it's also gonna be fun just randomly texting him just horrible shit.
Uh-huh.
At least like show him horrible shit at work, but now I'm just gonna text him.
Yep.
Because why not?
Stephen Cool 2 says Naomi for GOG. We're working on it.
You're working on it.
We announced yesterday that Alana Pierce will be on Gamescast sometime next month. So that's interesting. There's going to be a lot of cool guests coming up. We've been talking to some people. We got some cool shit going on.
I'm excited.
So get hyped. As the
get hyped,
say.
Guys. Get hyped. Or don't get hyped. And just stay relaxed like me.
Joshera1 says, wait, did you guys say he's moving to LA? That's what he said in his update video. And from talking to us, he's like, yeah, he's planning on it. There's no like actual date or anything. But Colin is planning to be in LA to be more around his political friends.
Yeah, he wants to go hang out. His fellow pundits? I don't know. I don't know what the name for. I know what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're YouTubers. We're podcasters.
Yeah.
I don't know what the correct name for a YouTuber who is a political commentator. I guess political commentator. That'd be the right word, right?
Probably.
Because we don't really comment on anything important. So, mm-hmm. like, you can just call us podcasters.
Well, we do comment on important things.
Hey, just if not you want to know how good the Power Rangers movie is, you can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny right now and see our reacts.
It's true.
And surprisingly, we recommend it.
All right. What else do we got?
Dr. Jones.
All right, let's get into some of them fun clips. It's Friday.
Deep into fun clips.
I'm excited for this. I got one for you. I saw a clip of this come across my Facebook,
okay.
And I was like, you know what?
I'm excited.
I want to watch this. But there's a problem with Facebook that we kind of talked about yesterday.
Fucking sucks.
Why is it impossible to share a freaking video off Facebook?
They don't want people off their thing. It's
obnoxious. I hate it.
Is this it?
No, it's not that. Scroll down. A bit more down, Kev.
Is that it? Wait, hold on. I kind of want to see this one.
Oh, I want to see that one too. What is that?
I don't know.
No, it's not this one.
Are they getting shot at?
I think they're like musket guns.
That sounds terrible.
Don't have the ball in it.
It's still scary.
People are weird, dude.
Oh, shit. This is how they reenact their Civil War. It's not that weird, man.
It's actually a lot cooler than our Civil War, because at least they're hitting each other.
All right, keep going down.
Give us a hint.
Keep going down. I know what I'm looking for. Keep going.
Scroll.
Go.
Enhance.
It's not that one. What is this?
Yeah, let's go ahead and play
what
that. Let's go ahead and play that.
You think they lied and said it was candy? Is this just a show where people try to eat things?
Kevin, this is the show made for you.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know. Okay, yeah, I think one of the things is chocolate.
Wait, full screen it so we can actually see what the hell's going on. That's clearly fake.
That's just paper, lady.
I like how they blow fucking smoke in her face. You can really hurt your teeth doing this.
I like it. If it's real, they blow smoke on your face. Stop. That was just a plant. All right, should we move on?
This is fucking amazing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Who the fuck makes all these fake things?
I wonder if they taste good. Do you think they taste
good? No, they probably taste like waxy shit.
Ugh. All right. This is not the clip I was talking about.
God bless Japan.
Wait, hold on. Should we see this?
Although, to be fair, I think we found a new source of fun clips, dude, which is just Japanese TV.
Fucking amazing. The Japanese are the most creative people on the planet, man.
Man, their game shows and stuff like are always crazy. Remember Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
Is that why they had to go through the little, like, do this?
Well, it was similar to that, yeah. Oh, so good. So that's the one. That's the one.
All right, let's see this. Let me see it.
So what's the premise here?
So the premise here is she has to just put her hand in and, like, I don't know. I'm assuming she gets money. I've seen American versions of this, and it'll be like, it's like Fear Factor, right? But there'll be, like, maggots and shit inside.
Oh, my God.
It's fucked up, man. She doesn't know what it is. It's just a little puppy.
Just put your fucking hand in the box, lady.
I say we just do this game now.
No, Kevin, because you put like a blade in there.
Yeah, man.
Kevin put a fucking
I have
in there.
I need you to be afraid, Nick. That's hella funny because it keeps bumping in this shit, so it's thumping. So she thinks it's alive.
This is my favorite thing that's ever happened.
I want to see.
Oh, let's go to the next fun clip.
Wait, hold on. I want to see if she grabs it.
Well, skip forward and see if she actually. Oh, she did it.
There she goes. Look at her.
Oh, it's a little puppy. She was not scared for no reason. Okay. Now you learn something about your life.
Next clip.
You can stop being young.
Again, we set the bar low today.
Alright.
Okay. So wait, I don't know how
is
great.
Is this actually just Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal?
I don't know. I can't hear it, but I know something happens.
Alright, well, let's see it. Question. This video is awesome.
Wow.
All right, thank you for that.
Good for them.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that's totally getting us claimed. That is a Michael Jackson song.
Sure.
Let's see this.
Oh, this is a classic.
Can't hear it.
Yeah, I don't think you have to. It's just this will also just get us claimed.
Oh no, we're okay with this one.
Oh no! Don't be you fucking idiot.
Goofy helps him though.
Damn, Goofy
if he fell into the water.
Dude, that would hurt like a motherfucker. Yeah, he would die.
But my favorite thing is like you can see Pluto looking at him like, oh shit, like is he good?
I like that one of the chipmunks stop. What?
Oh my God.
All right, so this is fireworks in Glasgow.
Okay.
Oh, man, these videos.
These are my favorite.
I fast-forwarded the good stuff.
Thank you. Oh, that's awesome. That is amazing.
That's it.
How did
that.
They do that?
That's awesome.
That is really well done.
Engineers, this is the video that these guys trailers number one. Yeah, I don't know if it's good or not. It's 14 seconds, so we'll give it a shot.
Who the fuck are you?
Why, I'm the Wiz.
Want some candy?
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Trailer 2 this weekend.
All right, let's watch trailer 2 when it comes out.
Or not.
Oh, man, it's Tourette's guy.
Do you not want to see this?
No,
we're not doing a Tourette's. If it has real Tourette's, we're not going to make fun of it.
I mean, it just has... All right.
That's the thing, is it used to be really funny when I was a little kid that didn't realize like this was an actual disease people have.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
I feel like we've seen this before.
We got no Vol on this.
Fuck you, Bull. Nope, haven't seen this.
You're dumb enough to buy a new car this weekend.
You're a big enough schmuck to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
Please,
if you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker.
You'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a
All right, I'm done with this. Next.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
The trick is looking at his dark eyes.
The best part about it is when it jumps back to the... This was good.
That's good. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
That's all we got.
That's all she wrote. Hold on. I got to look for some more fun clips.
Go back. Go on that sweet, nasty Twitter.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, what?
God. I did a lot of lemons that I had to take out. Yeah. A couple of them slipped by. Sorry about that, guys. But with the bar set low, you know.
Someone sent us another one of these clips of Japanese people freaking out with teddy bears.
Okay, good. Thank you. That's what I wanted more of.
Are you putting it in the dock?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the dock. Yeah, hold on. Oh, this isn't Japanese. This is just a good old American. This is someone freaking out here. I think he is Japanese, but I'm pretty sure he's in America. Because the guys, this was it. From my Japanese schoolgirl stateside. I don't know what that means. Doesn't matter. A grown man freaks out touching a teddy bear.
He's saying, here's an American version.
Got it.
Did
thank you
send it to Kev yet?
I did. I sent it to Kev. Kev, we can clear that.
Oh.
Oh. Should I do without audio?
No, you need the audio. But like, skip forward a bit.
Shut up.
There we go.
Shut up. Okay, go away. Shut up!
What do you think there's gonna be in there?
Well,
do you think I have a crocodile in there that's gonna bite your fucking hand off?
Like snakes.
I've seen ones that have like rats.
But that they're not gonna hurt you. It's not like they're like this. Let's fuck with him. Let's put a scorpion in there now. Tim, this is like, you're gonna watch hours of this, aren't you? This is a Tim Getty style video if I've ever seen
it. Well, the thing is, I wanna do it with you.
You wanna do it with me?
Yeah.
No, I don't trust Kevin. I'll never do this. I will never
be
blindfolded around Kevin.
I will never put anything dangerous that will hurt you.
I don't believe
it. Why is it moving?
Oh my god. What is that?
How many rats do you think this guy had to grab before like they put the fear in him?
It feels slimy. Really? Oh my god, tell me it's not a snake. Oh my god, it's been a snake. It wasn't moving.
All right, we're done with this.
Oh, we always gotta jump to the end where they're like touching.
What am I gonna do that for? Here we go. Oh, is it a snake?
Ah, shit, he gives up before he actually grabbed it.
Holy shit, we're watching this.
More fun clips. And we're out.
Whoo, doctor, I like it.
I love this video.
That's amazing.
All right, hold on. I gotta wait till it starts again.
This is from Round of Toast. It says, white man can't what? I want to believe Cool Greg could do this if he called upon. Cool Greg could do this. Do you see this?
Do this?
Ah, oh, shit, only half of it's showing. Oh. But it's a good half.
Whoa, no! Okay.
That guy's got some fucking hops, man. That, by the way, will really hurt your knees, so be careful, people.
I mean, if he fucked that up, he could have, like...
hit his shins on that shit.
Oh, yeah. He could have really hurt himself. This is why I don't do anything like that.
Look at that. Yeah, Nick, that's
what. Oh, man.
Yeah, this is happening. Oh, this is my new favorite thing. This comes from Twitter as well. Some gold here.
Oh, we've done this one before.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've never seen it.
This is arguably the best thing
ever. Let's just watch it again. This is from Anthony Del Vecchio, who has the most Italian fucking last name I've ever heard in my entire life.
Mascot versus little kid.
Oh, my God. I love it. Oh, my God. Ooh.
This is not fair because I'm pretty sure in the mascot costumes are adult human beings.
I think it's from some show.
Oh, I see.
Because they would not be playing that aggressively if it were real.
John Cena.
That's amazing.
I love it. That one's not good. We're trying to find fun ones.
We're trying to find fun ones, guys, but...
One of you can do that. The other one can interact with chat.
That's true. Why don't you answer some questions in the chat?
I'm sorry. I meant Chad.
Chad.
No, we're in the chat. I want to talk to people in the chat. Someone says, Mixed Guy 121 says, have you seen the one where it's the guy in the radio studio filling up his mom?
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah, that'll put the fear of God in you.
Yeah, that is... Oh, no.
We call no tips, right? We're done with tips?
Unless there are tips. I will read them.
We'll check.
No, I don't see any.
We're done with tips. No more tips.
No more tips.
Stephen Cool 2 says, how far do you guys think you'd get if you made the jump on the pool?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
2 feet from wherever the hell I jumped?
Yeah,
from?
Not far.
We do have one more tip from FaZe Zero Tom. Says some fun clips for you. He gave us a couple.
Thank you.
I already opened those up.
Okay, cool. Did you? Okay.
Thank you for the fun clips.
Thank you for those clips.
Let's see.
No more tips.
At least one of them was a winner.
Simpatico 115 says, 50 shot. Does Cool Greg got hops? I imagine he would.
Does Cool Greg do things like that? Like, you guys aren't a very athletic family, but he looks like he can play b-ball.
My brother's played some b-ball in his
day. Does he play b-ball?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, cool. Look at you and Greg are twinsies today.
Oh my God, we are. Greg is live on a Achievement Hunters podcast, Off Topic, if you're an RT first.
Wait, is Greg?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm not a subscriber, I can't tell. I need to get a damn trial of this. $2 a month? All right, I'll do it. Should we call Greg right now and ask him how Off Topic's going?
No. That's too off topic for them.
Not fun today.
Go for it. Call him. Call him, Nick. It's whatever. I don't even remember anyone's name anymore. Go get Colin. Where's he at?
LA, I think.
Is he?
I don't know. Probably. He's been flying down there a lot lately.
No. Although, he couldn't come to the barbecue. Well, it was Wednesday.
Wait, what? DJ Muscle Milk says, I gave you guys a tip and you guys didn't get it. That shit's broken and Tim called it and that's why I called him a tool bag. I love you, Tim. Huh.
Okay. We'll look.
Can you look for that from DJ Muscle Milk?
Yeah, I don't see it.
We don't see it. Sorry.
Nick, it's Greg. You're on the Off Topic podcast. I don't see any rain.
Greg, it's Nick. You're on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. How are you doing? That's right. How's the weather in Austin these days? Tim was wondering.
It's warm. Yeah. Hi, Nick. It's Jack from Achievement Hunters / Booster Seat.
Hey, Jack. How's it going? Good to see you.
Going well. Are we cross-pollinating podcasts?
We're cross-streaming right now. We're crossing the streams, which I think is a good thing to do. I can't remember if that movie was what the movie told us to do.
This show's going to end soon. Then you can go to Twitch.tv. So it's kind of funny.
We're also going to end soon.
Live.com by tickets for Let's Play Live. No, you can go to kindoffunny.com/KFL3 and buy that. You'll be there. You're going to come. You're going to come watch that Wonder Woman with me. Well, hang on. We should all go watch Wonder Woman. Just be live.com. Go buy tickets for Tampa.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye, I love you.
Bye.
So, our lives are so fucking weird that we can call someone in Austin, Texas, who's also doing a live show.
Ah, technology.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Mike Pence really does look like Swamp Thing. Holy shit. I'm retweeting that.
All right, that's so we're doing them three or three.
So we all three and three. We're gonna take
I do
three.
Need someone to do me a favor, and at some point, I don't know when Off Topic goes live. I imagine it'll go live in the next 2 days.
Sure.
I want you to do a supercut of both sides of that conversation.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we should
That'll
do that.
That'll be fun.
We should definitely do that.
Mixed Guy 121 says, yo, Tim, can you pimp out Lucy Camp? Her new track The Heart Never Dies is so good. Yes. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Let's see how we can do that. Kev.
Yo.
Can you?
There's a link to the SoundCloud, I think.
Is there?
Yeah. If you look on Tones, there's a link to the SoundCloud.
Her Twitter.
Yeah, her Twitter. That's who we need to send some sweet, nasty love to.
Oh, yeah, Lucy.
Can you put a link to her Twitter in the chat?
Give me a second. I'm trying to find it.
This imager says, deer gets small taste of freedom. Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no.
What's happening here?
Oh, that's not good. He got caught in the gate.
Yeah, that's not good. I don't like it.
He's gone.
Oh, what?
He's got a little scratch on
him. Oh, and then he got stuck.
You fucking idiot.
You fucking idiot. Actually, that is a
fucking idiot deer.
Let's get that in there.
God, deers are stupid. They're like giant rats.
But first off, Lucy Camp, she's an up-and-coming artist from San Jose, California. She's fantastic. She's one of Tone Deaf's new artists on the Quintic label. Anyways, her new song just came out yesterday, and it's great. And we all helped make the music video.
We did.
Which is coming out soon. I edited it. Nick was assistant director?
Yeah, I just helped produce it.
It was shot by Sean Finnegan, and everyone helped out. Kevin was there. That's when he ran to the wall. Mike Aransky was there. Tom
yeah, so
there.
That's when, remember when Kevin decided to throw something into a mirror, and we weren't filming?
You can pause the song, Kev.
Sorry.
There you go.
I actually really like the song.
It's a dope song. But anyways, you guys should check it out, and please send Lucy Camp some sweet, nasty love. Her Twitter is LucyCampX.
Oh, yeah.
XO. Lucy Camp XO.
XO, XO.
Mm. No, just one XO.
Just one XO.
Kevin, bring up that picture I just put in there.
All right, give me 2 seconds.
Fucking stupid deer. Did he, like, stretch the bars?
Oh, yeah. I saw this dumb
fucking
stupid ass deer.
What did he do? Like, how are those bars? Oh, I guess someone must have pried them open and he had to try to get through.
No, he just did this and then kept trying.
It's like, wait, which way am I? I gotta go back in. I forgot my phone.
All right, we're doing the old 3-and-3 here.
How have
Crazy
we not
Zealot
about
says,
that?
When someone says XOXO, I still think about Gossip Girl. Me too.
Fair enough. I like that we just crossed the streams.
We should cross streams more often.
That was fun.
Need an excuse.
I'm gonna put an epic trampoline fail in there while Tim's looking for another one. We'll see if this is good or not. Kev, key that up.
What?
Oh, man, there were some good ones here. Big Richie 7 says, what happened to the Beat Cop Let's Play where Nick and Greg dressed up? We're still working on it.
It's coming.
It's coming out. I don't remember when, but Greg's working on it.
Yeah. We filmed a bunch that day. I don't know how we're rolling them out.
Wait, play that again?
Nope.
No? Why?
Did his pants came off?
I can't do it.
Wait, did you play it for them?
No!
Why?
Because it's nudity.
You can't see
it's got nudity. It's got
It's on YouTube!
That's true, it is on YouTube, but I feel like.
Oh.
They tried to censor it, but you can still see
his Twitch on there. Hey, put it in the chat so people can see.
Yeah, but don't put it on Twitch. That's got a Twitch on. I can see his nutsack right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's definitely...
That's nutsack.
If you try, there's some dick.
That's some big bits and pieces right there.
Fernando PR says, Tim, the early... Or Fernandad PR says, Tim, the early Gamescast is about E3 predictions, but will you be making a sequel to that closer to E3? Maybe we get a cool Nintendo Direct in April or May that may change predictions. Absolutely. The week before E3, we're going to bet on things. It's going to be fun. Greg and I will be involved at the very least.
Okay.
We might get these guys involved too. Andy might be involved and whoever else we have on at the time. But
I'm down for whatever you need me for.
John V. Stream says, was watching off topic, totally forgot the morning show was on. That must have been funny.
Alright. Let's look. We got nothing else.
Narkill60 says, sarcastically, it's funny when you guys laugh at shit that we can't see. Well, here's the thing. We understand that, but there's the vetting process where we don't want to get banned and kicked off shit. So when it's like shit we can't do, then we just put it in the chat. Like we
yeah,
just
there
did.
You go.
So hopefully that's
also,
system
let's
works.
Be more careful of what we put that seems like it's already vetted, Nick.
Well, I don't vet things. I just give
you
them to
you. You just saw the video.
I thought it was funny.
So you notice the man's balls?
I didn't see the guy's balls. I just saw his butt. I was like, the butt's fine. But I didn't see that there was a freeze frame of his nuts as Newt Sack, his Newt from Aliens.
RBJ279 says, Tim, have you listened to Logic's first song off his new album yet? Yes, I have. Everybody should pre-order Everybody. Album's named Everybody. Song's also named Everybody. Anyway, super tight song. Like it a lot. There's been a lot of good music dropping, man. It's a little unfair. Lose the Camp shit came out yesterday. There's a new Cunning Linguist EP or something being announced today or coming out today. Who the fuck knows? Logic has his song and pre-order for his album. And Kendrick Lamar has been fucking killing it the past week. Good time to be a hip-hop fan.
There you go. I just got into Kid Ink. There you go.
Kid Ink? I hate you so goddamn much. Okay, we're in sub-only chat.
I went to the gym yesterday and I was listening to Nas. But it was only the first five songs that Spotify recommends for you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know the albums. Like, I'm just going to listen to the top hits. But my Spotify in that gym over there on the 24-hour, it's like a cave. So it just loaded up all the rest, but it wouldn't load any other songs. So I had to listen to the same, like, five Nas songs for, like, an hour.
That's hilarious.
It was funny. If I
rule the world. So we're in sub-only chat now. The LG59 says, what's happening to the animated series now that Colin's gone? It's trudging along. Nothing really changes from it with the plan that we had to finish out the season and bonus episodes?
Yeah, we wrote all of them. Most of them, almost all of the rest of them are written. And Colin has agreed to just come up and do the VO for him whenever he can. So it's all going to be the same.
Deadwood1887 says, hey, Nick and Tim, are you going to watch the new season of Attack on Titan? Hell yes, we are. We're trying to figure out if we're going to do watch-alongs or not.
I want to do a watch-along for that.
Depending on schedules and stuff. So stay tuned. Shmyra says, can you give away E3 tickets, please? I want to go.
What? That's my Attack on Titan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's good.
Thank you.
We don't have
tickets. I don't think we have access to that. Yeah, they don't really like us.
If we could.
Whatever.
Cool idea, though.
It is a great idea.
MattMan94 says, someone needs to explain to Tim that it's on YouTube isn't a valid excuse to show nudity on Twitch. I understand that, but we play things how we have them, with the annotation that was clearly covering the guy's dick.
But it was a see-through annotation.
Yes.
It was, you know, guys.
It was a censored dick.
It was a censored dick. And the thing is this. Everyone has one.
Let's just stop talking about it. How's that?
Everyone has a dick and balls.
Everyone has one.
So why, you know?
Skididdle boy, 74.
Skididdle boy, Jesus Christ. Where are we going?
It wasn't Skididdle boy.
What?
That's not his name. It's ST. ST killed a boy.
Okay.
74. Skididdle a boy.
Skididdle a boy says, hey.
Says, hey, Tim.
Anyone under the age of 14 in the Bay Area that wants to hang out tonight?
A kind of funny Easy Allies crossover question mark? I'd love to. And we'll figure it out, I'm sure, at some point. Yep, I want to talk to those guys.
Are we in sub-only mode yet? I'm going to put us in sub-only mode.
King Franchise. No, we're done. Yeah, we're done. King Franchise 88 says, hey, Tim, I saw Greg mention a new shirt on Off Topic. Can you tell me more? I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Greg doesn't know about our merchandise. Greg doesn't know what he's talking about.
Don't know shit. All right. I mean, I guess we're done. Let's just read the subs.
All right. If I read your name, hold on. No, I'm not watching this. Someone just sent me Michael. John Wick is Michael Jackson. It's too long.
Too long.
Am I not hearing this? No. That was pretty amazing. Everyone in the chat can watch it. If I read your name, you're a sub or resub, and we greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much. Again, not to drive this home, but we have to because Amazon does not like people, does not like to make things easy. If you are an Amazon Prime member, you get one free Twitch Prime sub. We'd like that to be us, but you have to resub every month, which we know is annoying. If you don't want to do that, no big deal. You can watch all our content here for free. But we appreciate our subs just like we appreciate Birdimus Prime 86 subscribed again to say thank you. Well, we thank you too. Glogatin, what up with it? Has subscribed for 7 months. Nimitron says, Tim, can you stroke Nick's beard? Thanks. Go ahead while I still read. Eddie the King 90 says, love this. You have to stroke my beard.
Oh.
You have to. He
does,
you don't have to.
I do.
But see, when Nimitron used this, he used an exclamation mark at the end of it, not a question mark. So that means it's an affirmative statement. Tim, can you stroke Nick's beard? Thanks.
Done.
That's how it works. A to the King, 90 says, love the stream. King Maxi, 1 says, hi. Going to be a beautiful weekend in the Bay Area. Hype. Brian Krasansky, Neo J2 says, keep up the insanity. That is kind of funny, games. We will. Spooner 150. Aaron Portis says, in 3 months, it'll be 2 years. It'll also be RTX. Coincidence? We think not. Oh, wow. Are you showing this?
Can you please pull it up?
You got to show this, Doc.
That's why I'm talking.
This is amazing. Someone took hot dogs and made them Disney princesses.
Dragon 246 says, 6 months in, no regrets. This is awesome. These are hilarious.
They nailed it.
They really did nail it. Is that cheese? Is it all edible? Let's go back up to Pocahontas. What is that?
There is an onion, a red onion on her neck.
Okay.
Cheese, a little bit of mustard, and what I believe is ketchup on the top. Maybe barbecue sauce. There's
no way to confirm. Well, that'd be bold for a hot dog, but I could support barbecue sauce.
So here, I actually think it might be barbecue sauce because we can see the face has been drawn in with what clearly looks like ketchup.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying here.
And then mustard on cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Notch, I think that's the shit that comes off corn's husk.
That looks like a corn's husk. It could be a sprout also, but I think now that I'm looking at it a little closer, you're right. It's the corn husk.
So this one is less edible because that's also the peel of the onion.
You can still eat it, but it's going to go through you and take everything with it.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe this is the last one.
That's very edible.
Yeah.
That's very edible.
Yeah.
Great.
Excellent.
Really nailed the facial features on this. Really nailed it. Back to subs. The Caleb has subscribed for 8 months. Murphy Bo Jangles just subscribed. F0. J Lazaro 1993. A Rock 86 is 2 months away from Kind of Funny Live 3, you beautiful bastards. That just gave me anxiety because we have a lot of planning to do still. Brandon 8-bit says, just ate the entire mini bar at my hotel. Now I'm drunk watching Kind of Funny at 5:10 a.m. I love you guys in this sweet, nasty way. Coming to you from Oz. Australia. See you at Kind of Funny Life 3, you handsome fuckers. We'll see you there, my friend. Eggman 290 says, Super 7, can you boys say some British stuff for me? It sounds funny. Cheeky Nando, Scranton. Okay, he wants to say these. I'll say this one, you say that one, and then we'll just go from there.
Say, try your hardest at the accent.
Cheeky Nando's!
I think he wants us to say it in
an American accent, so that we sound like fucking idiots. Because he's like, British accent is so much better than American accent. It's true. Cheeky Nando's, Scranton.
Hobknockers.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Liverpool Football Club.
Yeah, so there you go. That's how those are supposed to be pronounced.
You're welcome.
The problem is, we just ruined it for you, my friend, because now you're going to hear all your stupid friends saying those the wrong way, and you're going to think, fuck, Tim and Nick were right. It's going to ruin England for you forever.
Forever.
You're going to have to come to America.
Forever.
You're going to have to come to the good old-fashioned United States of America,
mm-hmm.
Where we have the Donald as our fucking president. So good for us.
Neo J2 says, aw, I miss hearing my name. Well, Neo J2, we're here for you.
There you go, Neo J2. SF Giants fan 08 just subscribed. Stephen Cool 2. Paulton 81 says, hey, Nick, can you give me your best Gus impression from Psych? Kevin, give me the one. Damn, that's messed up.
Not even close.
That was fucking spot on.
Not even close.
Ask the chat. Give it to me again. Heard about Pluto? That's messed up. It got better. I didn't think it could. I built the Eiffel Tower, then I painted it blue. Come on, son. Spicy Thai. Sandum. Alec Cool Tooth 13. Obi Bong. Obi Boing. BG2580 says 8 months. Next month the baby comes. Name him Nick. I. Munley Ricky. Says,
I'm only Ricky.
Oh, thank you. I'm only Ricky says, thinking about going to Kind of Funny Live 3 and probably go alone, but I look forward to meeting the best friends and having an awesome time.
Do it. It's going to be worth it. It's going to meet a lot of people.
The whole point of this is that it's for everyone to come and actually see each other in person. So you're going to meet a ton of people. We get this question all the time. I don't know anyone. Should I come? You're going to know a shit ton of people after the weekend.
Yeah. You're going to have a whole bunch of new best friends, people you talk to forever.
You're going to watch Zyger try to fucking open up a painting. It's going to be great.
It's going
to
be great. You can get your ticket at kindoffunny.com/KFL3. Kev.
Yo.
I put one more thing I want to show there to close out the show after he's done.
Casual Gaming, G3 Tem Frosty. Get him Frosty. Paravince is subscribed. Matt Schwabi. D-Tinic. What is this? Let me see it. I want to watch it.
Right.
Fucking dude, raccoons are so smart. They're dangerous.
Ready?
Yeah. What's he doing? This is like Zelda. This is like a level in Zelda. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, you dumb shit.
I like how he puts his hand out like, oh.
Poor little guy.
I want to watch it one more time. Look at his little hand.
He had it. Oh, no, he had it. Well, he's dead now.
Just like people.
DTNX says, I subscribed for 3 months, says, thanks for all the laughs, and please send some love to a fellow sub, Belmont83, whose dog passed away last week.
Oh,
Belmont83, we're thinking about you. Sorry. Dogs are a member of the family. They're humans, too. Unlike cats, who are the devil's spawn and should all be burned in fiery hell.
It's true.
JMill1138 says, you survived the crazy month of March, guys, and we are all still here with you. You are all awesome, and a shout-out again from UPenn to Gia.
UPenn?
Thank you for that.
I don't know if they say that.
I think they do.
I don't think Gia does.
I have heard Gia be like, I'm like, hey, Gia, what's going on? She goes, you pen? Sigma Blade X says, you guys, love you guys. Hail Colin one last time. Hail Colin. King Diaz 89. What? You do like this, right? That's how Colin wants it? No, they want it like this. Well, we're live, so it's fun. King Diaz 89 is subscribed. XX Stargazer 3RXX is subscribed for 6 months. EDU01000 says it's about family and hitting that sub button.
We appreciate that, everyone. That sweet, nasty sub
button. Deadwood1887. Word says love you guys. XTAL84 says suck on that dick.
Sucking that dick.
Molt Jason says all about this dog and pony show. Appreciate that.
Okay.
News Guy 87 says yay.
Yay, yay.
DreDay236 says yo. Yo back. Rob5987 says, where's Chad? Fuck, he's right there, but he's too far. I can't get him. Command Comrade says, happy 8 months. Also a full baby. Love Colin's last gog. Can't wait to see what Colin Kinda Funny does.
Mm-hmm.
Us as well. Sneal03 says, keep fucking that chicken gentleman. We do, we will. Frank the Tank 83 says, 27 months and still going strong. Love you guys. We appreciate that, my friend. AKA D3 M-I-I-K says, hail Colin. I'm sure it's something, but I don't want to look. I can't.
Something milk.
Moving on. Oh, A-K-A Dem Mick? It doesn't matter. And our final subscriber for today is Deep_3ZZ, who subscribed for 7 months, says, which Patreon is the Colin episode on? That is our Patreon Prime. It's Kinda Funny. Patreon.com/kindoffunny.
Because it's Game Over Grady Show.
Yeah, it's the Game Over Grady Show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all, of course, for subscribing. We love you very much. Even if you don't subscribe, thank you so much for being here with us. Or if you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much for watching on YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Why not? Okay. Tim,
mm-hmm.
It's been a wonderful day.
It has.
Let's go get some fucking frosties. Kevin, cut the feed.